So I have to tell you something that happened to me just a couple of weeks ago that has really shifted how I think about content, about authenticity, and what it actually takes to connect with people, especially considering what's going on in today's market. After years, and I literally mean years, of trying to make TikTok happen for me, posting consistently, following all of the best practices, and seeing basically nothing happen, I finally went viral on TikTok. But it was definitely not in the way that I expected because it was not talking in English. It was not talking about messaging or marketing strategy. I actually went viral speaking Spanish, sharing my personal story, and bringing a level of personality and opinion that I feel like, in a way, I had been really holding back for years. So, what I want to do today is I want to share with you a little bit of what happened, what I've learned, and why I think this experience is really revealing something really crucial about what's working in terms of content creation right now and what will continue working even more as we move forward into the next years. You see, I feel like all of the strategy in the world doesn't matter if you're not really bringing your full personality, your true opinions, and essentially your authentic self into your content. And so I want to start by being kind of honest with you. I have tried to make TikTok work for years. Fortunately, I've been successful on LinkedIn. YouTube has been incredible for my business. Facebook works really well. Even on Instagram, where I'm not necessarily super active, I'm still bringing in clients. But TikTok had always been okay, right? Like, I occasionally brought in clients on TikTok, but it wasn't a strategy that I felt like this is the place where things are really taking off for me. So what I would do is I would post content about messaging strategy, about attracting premium clients, about business positioning, all the things that I talked about on all the other platforms, including this one right now. So I'd follow the trends. I use the right sounds. I keep the videos like under 3 minutes. I do everything that the experts were telling me that I need to do. And I'd get about maybe 200 views, a handful of likes, maybe one or two comments. And it was frustrating because I knew and I know that my content is valuable. I know that my message resonates everywhere else. I mean, obviously, it was working, it has been working. But on TikTok, it felt like, in a way, like I was shouting into a void. And so, to be honest with you, I had kind of given up on it. Like, I would post occasionally, but without any real expectation that I would do anything much with it. And then something really unexpected happened. So basically, a couple of weeks ago, I posted something completely different from my usual content. It wasn't about business strategy or messaging. It was a simple post with flags and dates showing the different countries that I've lived throughout my entire life. Brazil, Venezuela, Spain, United States, and India. That's it. There was no business advice. There were no frameworks. There was just a very simple visual representation of my very international background. And it went viral, like actually viral. Hundreds and thousands of views, hundreds and hundreds of comments. But here's the thing that was really, really interesting that I definitely did not expect. It went viral in Spanish. So almost every single comment was in Spanish. People from Latin America, from Spain, people obviously from Venezuela who had similar multicultural backgrounds connecting with my story. They weren't asking about my business or my services. They were asking me about my life, like what was it like growing up in so many countries, or what language do you guys speak at home? What's your story? Are your parents diplomats? What was it like living in India? So all of these different things. And I felt like at that moment, I basically had a decision to make. Do I try to redirect this to my business content? Do I ignore it because these aren't like business leads? What do I do? Like, this is all in Spanish. I've been building my account in English. What do I do? Do I lean in? What do I do? So I made a decision to just go with it, like, just lean in and see where it takes me. And I'm kind of in that place still right now. So what I did is I just started responding to comments in Spanish, basically sharing more about my story, posting more personal content. And sure, some of my business content was there, but something really interesting happened because my entire TikTok presence has transformed. In about 10 days, I have doubled my follower account. But what's been most interesting is that my engagement has really skyrocketed across all of my content, not just the personal stuff. So people started watching my business content who had discovered me through my personal story. They started commenting, they started sharing, they started engaging with me in ways that they have never done before. And so I realized something really powerful as I have gone through this experience. What had been really missing along all of this time wasn't necessarily like more content or more polished videos or anything like that. What was missing was just more of my personality. Because for years, I'd been showing up on TikTok as Fabi Paolini, brand strategist, very professional, strategic. Sure, I'm bringing my personality, but I wasn't showing up as Fabi or Fabiana, the person who grew up in multiple countries, who speaks multiple languages, who has a very unique multicultural background that shapes how I see the world and how I really work with my clients. I had been focused so much on being this very professional person and strategic that I feel like there was a part of my personality that was stripped away. That really makes me really interesting at the end of the day, because obviously my story tends to be really interesting. And so the thing is that I didn't realize this until I lived this experience. Like, even though my English content is really good, it's not the same as how I talk in Spanish, right? Like, my English is good, but in Spanish, I just express myself in a different way. I'm way more expressive. I'm more animated, more opinionated in a way. It's like just more me. In English, I feel like I hold back from swearing a lot. I hold back from saying certain things. And I feel like in a way, I was more measured. And maybe it's a cultural thing, right? I don't know. And maybe it's because like my English, like I use English in my professional setting and Spanish in my more is more my emotional language. I don't know what it is, but I realize right now that I had been holding a part of my personality back in my English content that naturally comes through in my Spanish content. So that humor that I bring, that personality, that chispa, how we say in Spanish, like that spark, it wasn't coming through in English. And that authenticity and that personality is something that clearly is resonating really well in Spanish right now. Not because Spanish is better than English or anything like absurd like that, but because I feel like I was really showing up even more as myself. And so that has been an extremely interesting lesson to experience right now. And the other realization that I had was about my personal story. I've always known, obviously, that my story is interesting, right? Because I grew up living between Brazil, Venezuela, and the US. I lived in India. I lived in Spain. Like, I've lived in a lot of different places. And I understand that that's very interesting. But I never talk about it in my business content, right? Because I felt like my personal story doesn't matter as much. What matters is my audience's story. And I always focus more about on that. Ultimately, what I realize right now is that that personal part of me is also what brings people in, because people are fascinated by it. They want to know how growing up in different countries shaped how I see the world. And I feel like in a way, they're curious about what it's like to really adapt to new cultures and new languages. And they wonder how that background in a way influences my work, which obviously it does a lot. And I was holding that back. And so when I share these stories, it really doesn't diminish my authority as a business strategist. It enhances it, because suddenly my unique perspective on messaging and positioning makes a lot of sense. Because I mean, of course, somebody who grew up navigating multiple cultures and languages would understand how to help people articulate their unique value across multiple audiences, right? So my personal story isn't really separate from my professional expertise. It's essentially the foundation of it. So I think that for me, the biggest lesson that I have learned from this entire experience is something that I feel like definitely applies to everybody in terms of creating content, especially in the age of AI, because success is ultimately going to come down to bringing your opinion and your personality to everything. It's not just your expertise, because I think that in the world of AI, everybody can sound like an expert, right? Like, we could have AI create scripts and content for us and make us like sound credible, but those quirks, those stories, those insights, that culture that you can bring in, the personality that you have, and the stories that you can bring in are very uniquely going to be always yours. And I think that that is something that has been so eye-opening to me to experience as I've been kind of navigating this world right now of going viral on TikTok. So ultimately, what I have decided to do is I'm opening an English account now, because I'm keeping that one in Spanish. I've opened a new TikTok account in English where I'm going to bring in a lot more of my personality and a lot more of my experience and just show up more, telling people a little bit more of who I am and being way more opinionated, which I am so opinionated, but I try to hold back at times. I guess silly. It's silly in a way that I had been doing that, but I feel like I recognize now that this is what really helps me build even more connection. And I know you might be thinking like, Fabi, what are you talking about? Your personality is super clear. It comes across. And I know that it does. And I know that it has already made a big impact in my business so far in English. But I still feel like there's a part of me that I had been holding back that I want to bring forward. And ultimately, this is even more about my angle of mastery, right? Because your angle of mastery isn't just about your big idea or your unique framework, your method. It's about your unique lens on the world, which is shaped by your entire life experience, your personality, your cultural background, your personal story. And so when I work with my clients right now to develop their angle of mastery, we often uncover that their most powerful differentiator ends up coming from that personal story that they have, not just their professional training, right? Like the health coaches that come to me who have health crises that led them to discover what traditional medicine is missing, for example, or business strategists whose experience, I don't know, like building their careers in corporate really shape everything that they know about building a business, or a relationship coach who have a multicultural marriage and how that taught them everything about communication. So all of these things, they're part of who you are, and it's what makes you really unique and irreplaceable. So all that to say that authenticity is going to cut through the noise, right? In a world of ChatGPT content, being real and being human is going to connect more than anything else, because people ultimately are going to buy from people, period, right? Sure, AI helps us. We talked about this a lot. I have multiple episodes talking about AI, but being a human and having an opinion and bringing your personality is ultimately going to be the reason why somebody on the inside feels like, I want to buy from you. There's something here that you're sharing with me that makes me make a decision that you're the person that I want to work. So if you're at the point right now where you feel like your message is being watered down, your personality is not coming through, there's something missing in how you're communicating, your angle of mastery isn't clear, your ideas aren't clear, and you sound kind of generic and like everybody else, what you and I need to do is we need to hop on a quick 15-minute brand message assessment. You're going to go to brandmessagesession.com, or you're going to find the link underneath this episode to book that call with me. I'm going to take a look at your messaging, and I'm going to give you ideas in terms of what you can do right now to make sure that you're more clear, or you're clear at communicating that personality. You're bringing it forward. You're bringing your ideas forward, and you're showing who you truly are. I am really excited on hopping that call with you. And if you speak Spanish, make sure you follow me on TikTok. Ahí me van a conseguir. Or you can find me in my new TikTok account and see how I'm bringing more personality into my content as well. Let me know in the comments below if this resonated with you, and I will see you in another episode. Bye.